deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 26th edition of To The Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And happy Maroon Monday. Although by the time I get this out, it might be by Tuesday. It's going to be late Monday. Happy Maroon Tuesday as well. I am your host, Danny, aka Captain Maroon, and I'll be joined in a minute by my co-host, Sean, also known by his rap name, Mr. Flashy, aka King Shingle. And in today's pod, we discuss how simple it is to get into your vices nowadays, specifically gambling and prop bets. I swear this isn't a pro-gambling pod. I'm just really passionate about California craps. Also, I discuss how I was held hostage. That's right, hostage by my phone and the freaking terms of service. Yeah, like I might as well have been like given ransom demands to Samsung. It was ridiculous. Yes, I was taken. All right, and we end the pod with Sean telling us what he is really waiting for. He has been waiting for this forever, like the patient damsel in distress that he is. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, start us on a good note.
Get it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
I mean, this is why my teams are terrible. It's because I had guys like this who did nothing the whole year. That's like, now you're doing something? Now that I'm shit-talking you and Sean's talking about how fantasy should be done in like a fucking opium, you know, opium den 100%. Or something like that. You know?
Yeah. You should have to fucking go to like fucking like Costa Rica or some shit to fucking you know, any of this shit. Yeah, so it's too easy. It's too much. Yeah. It's way too easy.
It's too easy. Well, are all the kids doing? He said, oh yeah, prop betting. He said, everyone's all about the prop bets now. Prop betting is like, so you're not betting anymore on the outcome of the game, because that's just like you know, and also like the game could be over very quickly or whatever, right?
Yeah.
No, what you want to bet on is now, like, will this guy get over 50 yards? Will he get three catches?
Sure.
Will he get, you know, a touchdown? The touchdown thing is the huge one. Everyone loves the anytime touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then people build the same game parlays. They put it together. Ooh, 50 yards with the touchdown, with the over 20-yard rush. And it's like, oh my God, they're building one. This is what's hilarious. They build it on the Sunday night, like the build up to the game. They did it on Thursday night just now. They build a parlay while you're getting ready for the game. And they're going, oh, well, you know, this and oh, I'd like this. And they never hit.
Yeah.
You know, they never hit. Mm-hmm. It's just like, who's keeping track of this? They should keep track of their record. They make fun of Charles Barkley. They keep track of his record, understandably. Oh, yeah. Chuck. 3-50. It's like, I think everyone's 3-50.
Everybody. He is the average sports fan. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. It's totally what it is. So, yeah, you're right. It's so predatory now. It's everywhere. Yeah. Everyone does it. And, like, I cannot believe that California has not legalized it, because when they do legalize it in California, it's going to fucking, I don't know, over $1 billion. I don't know how many billions of dollars of revenue. I mean, it's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I don't know if like Vegas is like trying to, you know, put money into like basically whenever they have like that prop to legalize it, to like
oh, yeah,
down or whatever. I think it's just California just wants a bigger cut.
Yeah.
Because they know whenever they legalize it, it's going to be such a moneymaker, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. That they're like, all right, let's, we want, you know, 12%, not 8% or whatever.
Sure.
Being
the, yeah.
So that's really what it's hanging down to. But yeah, it's coming, dude. And we were just, it's funny, talking about gambling and casinos and all that. My buddy just celebrated his birthday, and where did we go? The casino.
Oh, Grayton shit.
Casino.
Grayton. And, that's what is, yeah. That's the name of that fucker. Yeah, Grayton. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't know that you're talking about that. Yep. I mean, that's the only one around here, right? Yeah. Grayton. And we went to fucking Grayton, and dude, like, we played initially, there's this, which I never played before. It's like 3-card poker.
Mm-hmm.
Where you only get 3 cards, you try to beat the dealer, and then you could play for the bonus too. And actually, I was kind of like breaking even in that, because you kind of get like the 5 cards versus the 3, right? And if you play enough, it's like, all right, like, you can actually at least break even, maybe win a few hands, but I don't know about lucrative, you know, over time.
Sure.
But dude, we played blackjack. This fucking dealer was crushing us. Was like getting like 6-card 21s.
And oh my God.
Constantly showing, you know, a face card. And he was even like laughing about it and like bragging how like, oh yeah, there was this high roller that like came in. He was max betting, because you can now bet on the dealer to bust. And he was like, yeah, he was max betting on me to bust. And then I did a 7-card 21, and he got up and cussed up a storm and left. And I'm like, okay, man. And then someone asked him, so how many cards is it shuffling? Because usually it's like 2 or 3, right? Historically.
Yeah.
It should be fucking single, but whatever. 2 or 3. It's 6 now.
6 guys decks?
It's 6. 6 decks. I'm like,
yeah.
I was trying to count. Oh, okay, there's a lot of face cards here. I should probably, you know, not hit. Didn't mean anything. I was like, why am I even attempting to, right? Even trying to get in the odds. And like, what am I? This is a joke. And yeah, dude, I lost, like probably couple $100, $300 bucks that night easily in the casino.
Yeah.
And but 100 of it was my buddy. He was convinced that he was like, what if we pool all our money together, and then what if we just do max bet on a slot machine? I've always wanted to do this.
Oh.
Do $25 spins, and right, because he, whenever he does it, allegedly, he always wins within a few spins. So he's like, let's just, like, you know, max bet it, hit the thing. I thought what was going to happen was it was going to go, we're going to go up a couple hundred. We were going to say, have the conversation, should we cash out?
Yeah.
And then we're going to go, let's let it ride, right? Yep. And then it was going to go, trickle down. But it was going to be fun. Dude, I've never seen $300 disappear faster. It was gone within less than 5 minutes. I mean, it was just boop, 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 gone. And he was even like, you want to try pushing the button? Like, yeah, because there's a luck thing involved. It was like, it was even one of those where like the line can connect horizontally and you can get, like, you know, combos, all that shit, free spins. No, nothing.
Oh, nothing. Man.
I'm like, see, this is why I hate slot machines. That's what Nathan said too. Like, dude, I hate slot machines, dude. I've only ever liked blackjack, and now I'm starting to hate that too, because there's 6 fucking decks.
Yeah,
now.
They just keep changing the rules. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, like, honestly, dude, it's getting to the point now where the only thing I enjoy, which is funny because I feel like it's more of an old person game. Everyone says, Pai Gao,
yeah.
The best odds.
Fuck yeah.
But I actually like California craps. That's what we were doing last time.
I don't know what that is.
It's fucking weird, right? It's just craps, right? Uh-huh. But California craps is you shuffle the dice. So it's like there's cards in front of like the 6 dice, what they could be. So instead of a 1, it could be a 3. Instead of you know, if you roll a 2, it could be a 4. And it basically, you shuffle it each, like, you know, shooter, like after each, not point, but like, you know, round or whatever, like once it's like done, and you can bet like pass, don't pass. I don't know the exact terminology, but you know, like when the initially you can bet pass, right? That
right,
that's when they shuffle the cards, basically. And then basically a 4 could be, you know, a 5 or whatever. And so what's interesting about that is, you know, obviously in craps, the most common thing you can roll is a 7, right? Mm-hmm. But in California craps, a 7 is not always a 7, right?
Oh, sure.
So you don't crap out as often. Sometimes, like, to crap out, you have to roll a 7, which is really, you have to roll a 6 and a 5, right?
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So, like, it's really hard to crap out. And so what you can do is you can have, like I did, I do was a shooter for like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11 rolls. I just kept going because my number, I forget what it was, my point, it was really hard. I think it was like 4. So it was like really hard for me to, you know, crap out. And then everyone, including the guy next to me who, you know, clearly got craps, older Asian guy, you could tell was an avid crap player. He was just fucking betting on all the numbers. Oh. You know, hot shooter.
Yeah.
Right. And what I didn't realize, this is was new to me. I was like, wait a second. So I knew California craps, just learned it shuffles the numbers. Then I didn't realize that you could bet on the numbers. And if you hit your number, you don't crap out, right? You hit your point. All that money you put on the numbers, it goes off. You don't lose it. You can, it just goes off the table. So you can just like put it back on for the next round, right?
Oh.
Or you can just take it off. You don't lose it as long as you don't crap out.
You see, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So like in theory, you can just bet, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, or even all the numbers, right? And then if like your crap, your, you know, point is really easy to roll and the crap is really hard, you can just be sitting there fucking shoot, which we were. We had 3 different shooters go 10 plus rolls.
Oh, cool.
In like just one go around. Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen that. I'm like, whoa, this is right. I'm like, is this a thing? Like, what is this about? I'm like, all right. I like that. I was like, why don't we just do this next time? It was like, we did it right at the end. After we lost all our money, basically, in the slot machine, right?
Yeah.
Poker, I feel like I don't have enough skill in that, or enough faith in my skill, aka no skill. Faith in my lack of skill. I don't know how to phrase it. I have no luck, no skill. You know, it's like, oh, you gotta, you know, feel it. People that say that shit, oh, you just gotta, like, shut up. Oh, you just gotta play, you gotta read the room. It's like, in a fucking, with your friends, who all, like, don't know how to play poker either. They're just like playing like a fucking ace and an eight, you know, like play them. No. Anyway, poker's like, poker can be fun, but
yeah, you know, they're California just getting crap. So they're just sitting, getting so greedy that like it used to be, okay. Yeah. You'd lose money at the casino, but at least like the drinks were cheap and the food was good and that kind of stuff. Like you go there, yeah, you're going to lose money on the casino, but you have a good, you know, they give you kind of a good experience. Now they don't even do that. Yeah.
Dude, it's funny you say that because it used to be when you would gamble, they'd bring you drinks, right? That was like the thing.
Yeah.
You're there for a minute. No longer a thing.
Nope.
That is not a thing anymore. And I kind of forgot that. I was kind of in like, you know, autopilot mode, let's say. Once you like are there for a few hours and, you know, maybe I had a couple neat, you know, whiskey drinks and I just kind of got on like autopilot, like gambling. Oh, let's go over here. And this girl came over and she was like, oh, you want an IPA? And I went, yeah. And me not thinking, forgetting about the fact that they don't just bring you drinks. Mm-hmm. I gave her a 10. And I was like, yeah, can I get 5 back? And she comes back and she gives me 2. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck? No, it was $8 for the fucking beer.
Yeah,
we're just an IPA bottle. Yeah, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah,
so I didn't even tip her. I didn't tip her nothing.
yeah. Hey,
she did.
Nathan, hate the game, not the player. That's what I tell her. Right. Yeah,
I felt so bad, but Nathan's like, she did say it was $8. I'm like, dude, I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
I really thought it was free. That's why, like, and she came back immediately. Mm-hmm. Like immediately, I've never seen someone return so fast. It was because no one's fucking ordering alcohol anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's $8 now.
It's so expensive.
Fucking bottle, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why she came back. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm the idiot. And I was like, fuck, whatever.
Well,
then tip her. The tip is you should quit this job. This job sucks. This is depressing.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and it's like there's so many addicts now that they're like, we don't have to give you fuckers anything because there's enough, you know, people coming in. Exactly. It's like, we'll just, we might as well just, you know, We should charge you to get into the casino. How about that? Yeah.
Won't be long. Won't be long. Premium parking.
Premium parking or I don't know, some sort of like jacket or coat service or maybe a chair. You can't use a chair unless you pay for some, you know. Yeah.
Here you go. They'll have reserved chairs.
Reserved chairs. Oh yeah, I could see that for
like,
sure.
Like, oh, Like, hey, you're coming within whatever, the hour or something. Okay, boom. It's a busy night here. And it's like, people are like, what's this? Oh, well, that's a... And then once it becomes a thing, then someone else has, if they have money, or how much is the chair?
Yeah.
Oh, it's $50. Okay, I can afford that. Oh, I'm not broke. And all of a sudden, now every fucking table has a reserved chair, and they're just making hundreds of dollars on a chair. On just saying, yeah, putting like a reserve sign.
It's I'd probably scam terrifying, an idea. Dude.
I shouldn't even put that out there in the ether.
Yeah, everything we say gets heard and picked up by the rulers. The rulers. Yeah, gambling. Yeah. There, it's nonstop now. It was what was it? I said this before. Iggy Azalea, yes, the spokeswoman of gambling, has lost like probably like $7 million in gambling, and still
Jesus
on streaming and gambling and on all the posters about whatever it is, some sort of like slot machine thing and some game where like it's kind of like not like Tetris. It's kind of like you're like playing Asteroids or something, but oh, now it's with gambling, and it's like, oh fuck, this is where we're at. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of those loot boxes in gaming, that was just gambling. You're just getting kids addicted. That was the what was it? The argument, right? Was you're just getting kids addicted to like the idea of gambling really early, and then it's a very easy transition to the casino and you know, and DraftKings. Like, yeah, basically these loot boxes are just like, you know, picking your same game parlay.
You got gambling. You got not addicted to AI, but just it runs everything. You got gambling, and then you have for the vaping, another big one, and then the for the kids is just like the TikTok. Endless, like, you know, 20-second clips, 10-second clips. What is it? The psychological warfare or something? I'm more in that camp now. I'm more in the camp of like, oh man, we are the enemy. You know, it's like, we represent the people and we're going to defend this country. It's like, no. You're waging war on everybody in the country, and you're saying we're here to represent you. Like, anybody who believes that needs to be pissed on, and like a war, like a hot piss too. So it's kind of like a scalding hot. Yeah.
like you're in the desert.
Yeah.
You know, just it burns.
Yeah. Or like
it's in your body. And like it burns as you're getting rid of the, you know, you're like, this hurts me as much as it hurts you. That kind of scalding. I hear you. I'm with it.
Yeah, I want to piss on someone. I hear you. I'm with it.
Yeah. I can't knock it.
Yeah.
Speaking of being so angry, you want to piss on someone.
Yeah.
My phone, you know how the little terms of service pops up?
Yeah.
Right? On your phone? Hey, so Samsung has been trying to get me to agree for their terms of service for, I think, the last like 3 years or something. I mean, they just keep her like, hey, like you have to accept it. I'm like, no, I just keep hitting cancel. Mm-hmm. And like a week later pops up, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And then they're all right. And a month later, then they just got to a point where they're like, okay, we're just forcing this fucking guy. Uh-huh. This is crazy how this. So all of a sudden, I had an update on my phone, right? And it was like, no, you're doing this update. This update is happening. You've hit cancel too many times. You've hit cancel on the terms of service. Mm-hmm. Now you have an update that is overdue. And so you now have to update your phone. So I update my phone, right? Because I denied the terms of service for so long, for years.
Yeah.
Years. After I updated my phone, it had another update.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay.
All right. That's
weird. And I updated my phone. It had another update. I'm like, well, maybe it didn't update. That was weird.
Yeah.
And I updated my phone again. Had another update.
Okay.
What the, that's four updates in a row. I'm like, yeah. That's weird. I'm like, it must not, something's not right.
Maybe he just keeps trying to update and fails. Yeah.
No, it updates and runs and updates and finishes and boots up the whole thing. I think it's done. You know, reinitializes the apps, right? It gets the service again. Then it goes, hey, update. You have an update. Downloading update. I'm like, you're downloading an update immediately after booting up? Like, I thought I bricked my phone. I'm like, did I cancel the terms of service so long now? Like, my phone's bricked. And they're just like, yep, you're in a boot cycle of updates. And it's just broken. I'm like, all right, this is my life. So whatever. Updated it again. Sure. Fifth time. Updated it a sixth time. I was like, all right, this is dumb. I looked at it. Like, all right, what is it doing? What an update? You look at the details. Like, what is it even updating, right? It was updating like the same. It looked like the same number as it basically was. It was a security certificate, right?
Okay.
It was, but it was updating it over and over and over again because it was so out of date.
Oh.
I had eight consecutive security updates, but it was like from the summer of 2020. No, it was like 2025, but still it was like eight consecutive fucking updates. And like, dude, I thought I was being held hostage by my fucking phone. I was like, oh, this is just my life. I feel like Samsung terms of service was, you know, like going to start asking for like demands. You know, if I call my parents, like, yeah, so we're gonna have to get another number for me, you know. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm gonna need on the family plan, you're gonna have to add a line, right, Samsung? Right?
I mean,
it's not enough.
They're hungry, they need that cash, yeah.
Mama, they hungry.
Mama, they hungry.
Racist fucking moron. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of a healthy smattering, I felt this scratch on my back after we last recorded.
Yeah.
It was like itchy. All right. I couldn't figure out what it was.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I getting sympathy shingles? That's it. It was just, I had like a bite mark on my back, but it was like big.
Yeah.
It was getting, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it was getting like scat. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, am I getting shingles? And I'm like, is this like a thing now that like people have to like do? Hey, you're 40. You got to check for those shingles. You check your back for the shingles. I still don't know what the fuck it is. I think it's just a bug bite. It's mostly gone away. Yeah. Sympathy shingles. Is that a thing? Or just it's shingles as you age? That's what I'm going to call it.
Well, I was thinking because it's supposed to start like kind of in your 50s. That's when you're kind of more likely to get it. But I mean, all the plastic in our air and water and food, and just like all the preservatives and shit, and like our medicine's fucking poisoned, and our, you know, all the addictions were, you know, marketed day in and day out. So, yeah, it makes sense that, like, your body's going to be like, okay, I can't hold this off until you're 50. You're just going to have to deal with this now.
Yeah. Why wait?
Why wait? You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't hold this back anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that movie, Can't Hardly Wait? So instead of that, like, whoever it was, Jennifer, like, Lawrence or Jennifer Aniston or, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of those, it's just, you know, it's just some like horrific disease you get when you're older. Yeah. And it's like, it's showing it pondering at looking at a door and it's saying like, can't enter past, you know, like can't go through door till age 50. And it's kind of like sitting there stroking its beard. And then the title's like, can't hardly wait. And it's going like, what if I just go now? And then like you're on the other side of the door with open arms. Like you're like,
oh, it's with open arms.
My bay. Yeah. Always at the first opportunity of any sign of romance, Sean immediately is swept up in it. He's the king of romance. He cannot help himself. He is like Ted Mosby in How I Met Your Mother. The amount of stories I've heard from this guy, just, you know, I was at the airport, Danny, open arms. You know, and
I got a funny one for you. You can clip this for sure.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. So anyway, so I go visit my parents for Thanksgiving, and my sister's there too, and I stay at my parents' house, and I go to sleep, and I wake up, and I sleep in pretty late, and my mom, like a bloodhound, notices, and I'm fast asleep. Like, this is the, you know, and it's probably like noon. I could sleep another couple hours, no problem. And anyway, she comes in and heavy French accent, and she says, "Hey, princess, are you waiting for your knight in shining armor to sweep you off the ground?" And I said, "Mom, it's not sweep you off the ground. It's sweep you off your feet." And she says, "Oh, okay. Princess, are you waiting for your knight in shining armor to sweep you off the floor?" And I said, no, it's not the floor. It's off your feet." And she says, okay, I got it. "Princess, are you waiting for your knight in shining armor to sweep you off your stinky feet?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And that night is you, Mama.
He said, "Mama, I hubgri." I love the way you say "on the board." You just say "on the board." That's good. That's
TikTok worthy, right there. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, dude. That's very clippable. And there's something about, you know, the rule of threes.
100%. Yeah.
Like you do the repetition, like, because that's the whole thing with the three people walk into a bar, right? And the third one's the punchline. Yeah. So yeah, it was like it kept me on the line, because she wanted to get it right so bad. She did. Jazzy Faye, as we affectionately call her, wanted to get it right so bad. And maybe she is right. Aren't we all waiting? Maybe it's for that knight in shining armor. Or maybe we're just waiting for round table pizza. That King Arthur Supreme was always my choice. That's how I ate my veggies, actually, as a child. I got it from the King Arthur Supreme pizza from Round Table. "Mama, I hubgri. Order the King Arthur." I don't even know what accent this is. It's not even French. "I can wait no more for the armor. Pepe le armor le pew." Thanks again for listening on our journey to the Maroon. "Who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy the Train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks, back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'ma give it back. Give it to me. Yeah.
think I'm sick of talking to you.
Yeah, so. No, I've hit my cap too.